Seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, we're just a few days away from one of America's greatest and most sacred holidays.
Yeah!
Black Friday.
Oh!
That's so messed up.
I thought you were saying Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. What's Thanksgiving? Oh, Thanksgiving is the, like, it's Black Friday Eve. That's right. Yep, people camping in tents in the freezing cold right now. Grandmas will be tripping over others and tripping others with their canes.
Still don't get people. Just shop online, for crying out loud. I really thought the internet was going to solve this thing for us.
Black Friday, you know, the sweet smell of pepper spray wafting through the crisp winter air.
Ooh, yes.
Millions of people will be putting themselves at risk to get deals for Black Friday. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But what items are actually worth going out to Black Friday for? Recently, a study compared Black Friday deals at a bunch of stores, and they found the items that you can get the best deals on this year.
Okay.
The best deals are for DVDs, CDs, and books.
Okay. Awesome, because nobody's going to use DVDs soon. That's
CDs
why they're just like...
or books.
Yeah.
They'll cost an average of 53% less than if you bought them any other time of year, but like Brooke pointed out, they're probably already marked down quite a bit because nobody's buying them. Video games are 38% off.
Cool. Awesome.
Toys are 24% off. Computers and phones, 19% less than normal.
Okay, but seriously, guys, camping out for 19% off doesn't seem...
well, it's still
reasonable.
If it's a computer or phone, it's like $1,000 anyway, so that's actually probably a decent discount.
Yeah, that's true.
The worst discounts that you can get on Black Friday are jewelry and clothing.
Oh, really?
Apparently those are only about 7% less than normal.
Yeah, because what they do right before Black Friday is they mark everything up so they can mark it way down.
Yeah.
And they trick you into thinking things are worth $40 when they really only sell it for $20 to begin with anyway.
Yeah, this TV is 50% off.
Yeah.
It's normally a $500 TV, but we marked it up to $1,500. So really, you're paying a couple hundred bucks more than you would if you would have just caught it on a normal day.
They're tricky. Don't fall for them. Just say no.
You know what never gets marked down? The shock collar question of the day. And young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get?
I got my own name.
Oh, okay. Here's shock collar. While Jose puts that on, Jeffrey, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
Since we're just a few days away from Thanksgiving, today's shock caller is Thanksgiving themed. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has been using balloons since 1931. Over the years, dozens of popular characters have been featured with several different versions of the same character sometimes. The most goes to Snoopy, who's had 7 different balloons appear in the parade. After Snoopy, the next closest character is actually a two-way tie. Mickey Mouse, who got his first balloon in 1934, and the other one didn't make their first appearance in the parade till 1987. They're not a superhero, and they're not from a TV show or a movie. Who is it?
What? How?
Or from a TV show or a movie.
My first guess was like Bugs Bunny or something.
Oh my gosh, I got one.
What's that?
The giraffe from Toys R Us.
Is that one of the ones?
Oh,
well, I'm just thinking, okay, so this is all I'm thinking, is when they do these big parades, it's all huge, you know, corporations that have their stuff. So if it's a cartoon character that's not from a TV show, a movie, or something else.
They're not a superhero.
It's got to be, I mean, I would think that it's got to be some sort of mascot.
Yeah, that's really good thinking. So what other awesome mascot? Oh, the Geico Gecko?
87. It started in
87.
Yep, you got to think, like, something that's fairly iconic still. Because, I mean, they're tying with Mickey Mouse.
What if
you guys have watched that parade ever?
Yeah.
I used to, not in a long time.
I was thinking,
I watched it all the time.
I was thinking Garfield first for you,
but that's a TV show and a movie.
You
know, what if it's a cereal mascot? What if it's
Tony
the Tiger?
That's not bad.
I feel like he is in it. But
it's
I'm
a serial killer mascot.
No, not serial.
Do they have a Ted Bundy one?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Or the bee from Cheerios.
Read the question one more time.
Since 1931, dozens of popular characters have been featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The most is Snoopy, who's had 7 different balloons appear in the parade. After that, there's a 2-way tie for the next closest character, Mickey Mouse. And the other one didn't make their first appearance till 1987. They're not a superhero, not from a TV show or a movie. Who is it?
The question is, why would it have so many different versions over the years?
Well, because they're trying to sell stuff, right? So it's all about selling stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all everything is in this country. Like,
I feel like Brooke's the only one that actually watched the parade ever.
Yeah. I've never watched
Jose
it.
Jose and Jubal are so confused by this question.
I am. I'm just trying to think of floats that I've seen when I've accidentally gone on the channel and been like, get off the parade.
It's always Snoopy. That's like, I can't. I think I'm going to go with Brooke, what was your suggestion?
The giraffe. The giraffe, the Toys R Us giraffe.
I'm choosing the giraffe or Tony the Tiger.
Just do the giraffe. I mean, she's actually seen it, so.
Yeah, so let's go with Brooke. I'm going to go with the giraffe from Toys R Us.
Snoopy has made the most balloon appearances in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with 7 different balloons over the years. After that, there are 2 characters who are tied for second, each with 4 different balloons. The first is Mickey Mouse, and the second is a very famous company mascot.
Uh-oh.
Who's been around since the 1960s, but they didn't get their first parade appearance till 1987. The infamous fast food mascot, Ronald McDonald.
See, you guys gotta think they're always trying to get us to buy stuff, you guys. That's what all this stuff is for.
All right, and somebody texted in and wanted to hear It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls.
Oh.
So you can sing that whenever you're ready. And the listener actually asked that it be changed to It's Raining Tacos.
Oh.
So they want you to change the lyrics if you can figure that out.
I don't know this very well, but I think I can make it work. It's raining tacos. Hallelujah. It's raining tacos. Amen. I'm going to go out. I'm going to let myself get absolutely soaking wet. Because it's raining tacos. Hallelujah. It's raining tacos. Every specimen.
I don't think the shot collar's touching your neck.
It's raining tacos.
I do like that version better.
Moving 92 points.